to the NewsHour. I'm Steve Lindman. My guest today is Garda Gista. Garda is founding director of the World Proud Assembly. She's also editor of its website. She's a freelance journalist. She's an author of The Gujarat Genocide, a case study in fundamentalist cleansing. WPA, the World Proud Assembly, stands for Progressive Utilization Theory. And by that, Garda means the progressive utilization and rational distribution of the Earth's natural resources. It advocates for a new era, socially, economically, politically, culturally, psychically, and spiritually. In other words, a complete house cleaning of the way things operate now, replacing it with something that really serves everybody, not just that very tiny, getting tinier all the time, tiny elite at the top. Garda, I know your cell phone has had a mind of its own today, but I welcome you, and we will do the best we can, hoping we'll make it through to the end of the program. Welcome. Garda?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you.
Okay. I want to say that you did a great definition there of World Proud Assembly, probably better than I could do. And second thing, Steve, I have to again thank you on the air for all the wonderful work you do.
Garda,
you know, I have to say that.
Oh, I thank you so much. And I must say, yes, indeed, I did a wonderful job explaining what WPA is, because I took it from your website.
Okay.
That's the reason I did such a wonderful job explaining
all
it.
All right.
So the credit goes to you. It's a thrill and an honor for me to have you on. And there's so much going on, and I thought we would just have a free-ranging discussion. I know very much in my mind, I think on yours as well, is what's been happening in Haiti. Let me just remind you. We have a few commercial breaks.
Okay.
We'll have one at four minutes after the hour, and then there'll be three more, but still most of the program is for you and me. So let's talk a little bit. Let's start on Haiti. It is just outrageous what is going on there. I put out my third article today. I sent it to you.
I read that.
I have another one tomorrow, and I have another one on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I think
it
gets worse,
guys. Very distressing.
They go from bad to worse. This is a very ugly thing playing out, and listeners should not be delusional that when the media interest is starting to fade slightly, and it'll disappear before too long, but when they say things are improving, obviously they're lying. They're not improving, they're getting worse.
Yes. I wonder if you read Chavez's statement. He said that the ALBA countries are going to rebuild Haiti, and quote, we are not going to let the gringo empire take over Haiti. That was his direct quote, I believe, yesterday. I don't know if it was his radio or television, Sunday television program, but he's very clear, and he also came out and said that the U.S. government created this earthquake. Now, you know, I certainly don't have documentation for that, but I'm just throwing it out there because some other people have been saying that also. It was overdue, I think. The earthquake was, you mentioned in your article that it was overdue.
It was
overdue.
And
the poor people were not warned.
They were not warned. That's my article for Wednesday on whether it was natural or engineered.
Yes.
It could have been natural, Garda, but technology, I think, can cause them. Anyway, let's take that first break, and we'll come back, and we'll continue on this.
Yeah.
We'll be right.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Gotta, God, I just want to comment tomorrow I have a very ugly article. I don't want to spoil it for people. I'll let them wait till it comes out. It's another very ugly topic. And then Wednesday, I already mentioned, I get into the possibility that the earthquake was engineered. The technology is there, Gotta. Lots of things can cause earthquakes. And I guess they can be used to engineer them. So the possibility is very real that the earthquake was engineered. And there certainly are a lot of good reasons why we would want to do something like that.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, just go over those reasons. I mean, I've read a listing of them, but from your side, what are the main reasons that the U.S. is doing this? I know it's a good, drug transit point. There's oil there. There's gas there. It's a very strategic geographical location for the vested interest of U.S. What would you say are the main reasons that U.S. is occupying Haiti?
I think you've touched on important ones, Gata. I used to think that Haiti's only value was millions of poor black people to be exploited as near slave labor, and indeed they are slave labor and children trafficked into child slavery. Or sold for sexual slavery. I mean, it's an ugly story. But apparently, there is potentially a lot of oil and gas that Haiti has.
Right.
The country also is rich enough, at least, in an awful lot of minerals. Coal, copper, gold, granite, a number of others. And there are companies that are working, I think, in the north of Haiti right now, mining companies working in the north. By the way, mining is another factor that can cause earthquakes. But this earthquake happened in the south. It takes a lot of disturbance. I mean, mine has been going on for I don't know how many centuries, but it takes an awful lot of disruption of the earth for mining to cause it. But mining has caused earthquakes, including right here in the U.S. in different places.
Yes, you're right.
This technology called HARP, H-A-A-R-P, this is something that the U.S. defense establishment has been working on since 1992, but it was preceded post-World War II by a lot of other projects to control space, to alter the ionosphere, to be able to cause disruptive events in different parts of the world through events such as earthquakes, floods, tsunamis, droughts. Hurricanes. Literally, to be able to have human-caused events like that, and I guess if the technology is sophisticated enough to make them as mean and nasty as you might want, to disrupt communications, to wage war without firing a shot, Garda.
Right, yes. It's really, you know, and I don't know if it was in your article or another article, the United Nations is also complicit. You know, they are supporting, I believe, whatever the United States is doing in Haiti. And I believe earlier, and their peace, so-called peacekeeping troops, and I used to read of so many violations against the people by those troops, atrocities, raves, and, you know, and these are so-called peacekeeping troops. So, you know, if the highest international body cannot protect people and is complicit in a military occupation, what are the common people supposed to do? This is always my question, and I'm sure it's yours also. What steps do we take now?
Garda, I wrote an article about UN peacekeepers, Blue Helmets, 2 or 3 years ago, and the title was something like UN Paramilitary Peacekeepers. And I gave a number of examples of places that they've gone, including occupied Palestine. That was their first peacekeeping mission. I forget the name of it. They all have acronyms like MINUSTA,
referring
to Haiti for the Haiti occupation.
Right.
The Haiti one may be the worst of all because it was the first time ever that Blue Helmets went into a country to support a coup d'etat regime against the ousting of a democratically elected president, Jean-Bertrand Aristide. This had never happened before. So they've been there. They've been a deeply repressive force. They really have been brutal. It began, there was an interim force that had the U.S. Marines, because now they're back again in force, U.S. Marines, Canadian forces, I think some French forces, and they left and they were replaced by the MINUSTA force. About 9,000, I believe, some of them didn't survive the earthquake, but about 9,000, they're going to be beefed up. There'll be more U.N. Blue Helmets coming in. But they're deeply repressive, and now you've got a U.S. contingent, Garda, Marines, paratroopers, naval personnel, the number, and they may all be in place by now, 20,000.
Yes.
20,000.
And I think one of the reasons we didn't mention, one of the reasons why the U.S. is there is to make sure Aristide doesn't return. Isn't that right? That's one of the reasons.
He's pretty much not able to come back. He will come back at the drop of a hat if he's allowed to.
Yes.
He wants
to
be back.
Right.
They won't let him come back. I don't think the Marines have to be there to keep him from coming back. I think the UN can handle that very, very well on their own.
But
they certainly don't want him back. The Preval government is nothing more than a pseudo-government, a puppet government, the way it functions.
Right. Right.
Preval has been pretty much absent throughout this whole catastrophe.
Yes, I've not read a single word of him except that the government is so-called non-functional. This is the only thing I've read. I think he made an announcement 2 days ago saying that they covered 125,000 bodies in Port-au-Prince. And that's the only thing I've heard coming from him directly.
Well, can you imagine if that happened to us here in Washington, mm-hmm. whether another country could send in 20,000 forces and take over the country?
Right.
It simply doesn't
right.
matter that they have
right.
a natural
yes.
calamity.
Yes.
We illegally invaded Haiti. Haiti is a sovereign country.
Yes.
Nobody gave the U.S. permission to invade with
yes.
combat troops. And,
yes.
of course, we've now militarized the country. We've taken it over. Haiti,
right.
Haiti, going back the better part of two centuries, has basically been a U.S. colony. I mean,
yes.
The Marines were there for 20 years from 1915 to 1934. Woodrow
yes.
Wilson, that great Democrat, sent Marines to Haiti, and they ravaged the country while they were there for 20 years. How long are they
yes.
going to stay this time?
Right, right. Well, my question is, how many people here in America know these things? How many people in America know that the U.S. government has invaded and occupied Haiti? You know, I don't even listen to Fox News. I certainly don't want to listen to Fox News. So I just am wondering, you know, if I ask my neighbor here, will they have any clue about this? You know, I mean,
you know.
It
even gets worse than that. I saw a little piece on an article in The Nation magazine, supposedly
uh-huh.
a progressive magazine, praising Obama for sending in
oh.
the Marines to help Haitians.
In the Nation? Interesting.
In The Nation magazine.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Well, they find new ways all the time to show how non-progressive they are.
Yes. God. Uh-huh.
I mean, Obama, plain and simple, is a war criminal. Anybody
yes.
supporting Obama's crimes, in my estimation, is complicit
yes.
in his crimes.
Yes, yes.
The people at The Nation magazine are not stupid. They know what's going on.
Yes.
You and I can understand what Fox News does, Garda, what CNN
yes.
does, Nation
uh-huh.
magazine. Unfortunately,
yes.
Nation magazine has been a committed supporter of the Democrat Party, no matter what it does,
yes.
good or bad.
Yes.
And
right.
I can't think of anything it does that's good. It's all bad.
Right. And what is the difference between the two parties nowadays?
There's not a dime's worth of difference.
There's no difference at all, is there?
There's
yeah.
no difference whatsoever. It's one.
Yeah.
They're basically the same. They use different names. Gore Vidal is right. We have a one-party state with two wings.
Mm-hmm.
It's extremist wing, and it's even more extremist wing. That's what we
yeah.
have.
Yes. And I'm wondering, you know, as this economic depression gets worse and worse, will the people continue to adore Obama? You know, during the 1929 depression, millions of Americans continued to adore Herbert Hoover because of his public relations. That's when the field of public relations developed. You know, when he hired people to just spread good news and keep telling the American people that everything is okay. And, you know, I see the same thing just, you know, replaying itself. You know, Obama's, I think, going to keep telling us everything is okay, and we're going to see longer and longer lines at the soup kitchen. Isn't
it? But, you know, how can they be okay, Garda, when in December we lost over 500,000 jobs?
Yes, yes.
The job loss alone has been catastrophic.
Yes.
Home
yes.
foreclosures are at an all-time high.
Yes.
There was a new report this morning, a housing yes. report. I only glanced at it. I forget whether it was Stats or New Homes Sold or whatever it was. But it was a double-digit drop. That's what I saw. This far into what they call a recession, they say we've now come out of.
Yes.
You saw my article, The Recession is Over, The Depression Just Beginning.
Right, right.
Oh, we have another...
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Augusta. Gotta, whether we look here at home, domestic policies, or foreign policies, it's pretty outrageous. It seems like the older we get, the worse things seem to be. And
yes.
It shocked me that here I live in Chicago, Gutta, and Chicago
yes.
is the city that Obama attaches himself to. I've said this several times on air back
yes.
election night when he was elected. The announcement came about 10 o'clock at night. The city closed down in the afternoon, so literally office buildings closed so people
yes.
could go to what they thought would be a celebration, and it was. And there's a big
yes.
park in downtown Chicago called Grand Park.
Mm-hmm.
The place was packed.
Right.
I certainly
right.
wasn't there. I mean,
uh-huh.
Chicago erupted like it was New Year's Eve in Times Square. And I just
yeah.
shook my head and I said, what on earth are these people celebrating? Don't they realize
yeah,
politicians are
I
all
know.
Alike?
Well, that's what I'm wondering, is that will the entire 8 years go by? First of all, will he be reelected, or maybe will somebody like Palin take over? Will the Republicans take over? But suppose if he wins again, Will the Democrats keep believing in him? How long can they believe? Because basically he's escalating. He's escalating what Bush started, isn't it? He's downgraded in any sphere.
You know, right?
The drones are increasing. Every military aspect is increasing, not decreasing.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because he began. He did say he would send 10,000 more troops to Afghanistan during the campaign. Well, so far he sent 30, and I think that's just the beginning. Just like back in the 60s, Carter, when we kept sending more and more troops over to Vietnam, we ended up with over 500,000 there. Afghanistan is a bigger place than Vietnam was.
Yes, according to me, they will never win. I don't think any invading country has ever won Afghanistan. Isn't it true?
That's exactly right. The British found out the hard way.
The Russians
found out the hard way.
It's
just a graveyard for imperial occupiers.
The
technology changes, and I wonder whether these people say that, okay, we know that history. We know it never worked before, but they never had all of these razzmatazz things that we have now, so we can do what they never were able to do. Well, where are you going to find them all in that huge country? I mean, you've got mountains, you've got caves. You don't know who's friend or foe. You can walk down the street, and your enemy and your friend looks exactly alike.
Yes. They're a very brave people. You know, they're real warriors. They're not afraid of Americans.
They're not
afraid of anyone.
And they want to liberate their country, and they have every right to liberate it. Same thing as the Iraqis. I think Iraq is getting more violent again as well, Garda. The illusion that Iraqis can police Iraqis, and of course that's a scheme in Afghanistan as well. Let the Afghans do our dying for us. You know, the ideal would be to hunker down U.S. troops, not yet, but eventually hunker down U.S. troops inside bases where they're fairly secure and let an Afghan and let an Iraqi force do our dying for us. Well, I don't think it's going to work in either country. Sooner or later, they're going to drive us out. So how many kids have to die? And another part of the Afghanistan scheme, Garda, is drug trafficking. Haiti may be a transit point, but so aren't a dozen other countries in Latin America. So I don't know that they need Haiti to transit drugs. But Afghanistan is the big supplier of poppy that turns into heroin.
Right.
And they produce enough more than to fill the entire world's demand.
Well, they certainly produce enough to fund all the CIA operations.
Absolutely.
As I recall, the Taliban, when they were ruling the country before U.S. invaded, they had stopped heroin production. They had stopped opium production. And then Bush, when he took office, he said to them, "You start producing again or we'll bomb you." Do you remember that? And the Taliban just said, "No, we're not going to start," because they saw the terrible damage it did to their own people. You see, the Taliban even saw that. And so the Taliban did not cooperate with Bush, so he bombed true to his word, you know.
Well, that's right. The Taliban got rid of most of the production. It's impossible to get rid of it all, but they got rid of
the warlord.
It's
the warlords who started production again. Not the Taliban, the warlords.
Oh, the warlords
They resumed production.
But, of course, we want the production to flourish because the illegal drug trading is so profitable, and that money gets laundered in the big U.S. banks. I've written a little bit about it.
Yes.
Again, it's more ugliness, Garda. But think of it this way. We're sending young kids over to that country to die so the drug trade can flourish, among other reasons. It's shocking that they get these young kids who are too young to understand anything. I sure didn't when I was their age.
And they
get them to join based on false promises that will be broken.
Right.
And they get them to go over and die or be maimed. Their lives for many, maybe the majority of them, will never be the same after that experience.
Right. You know, I had a short experience when I was recently in the Chicago airport. I met a man there who had just come back from working with Blackwater in Iraq, and he was a bodyguard to some of the higher military people, and he said...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Back on Wagata Gista. Got, if you remember where we broke at the break, why don't you just pick it up where you left off?
Yes, I was just saying that I met a man in the Chicago airport who had just come back from working with Blackwater. He worked for them for 2 years, and he made a huge salary. I think it was $150,000 tax-free, and he had to guard the higher officers, and I asked him how many people he killed. He said around 19 people he killed, and he said all of them, all the Blackwater employees, bodyguards, they all know why America's dead, to get the oil. You see, they're given so much, such a big salary, so they take up the job. You know, but he left because he knew, he felt bad. You know, so actually I found a good man. I don't know, for Blackwater, and they understand the crimes of empire, but unfortunately there's so much poverty here, Steve. You know, then what are people supposed to do? You know?
Well, indeed so. And unfortunately, companies like Blackwater, these private military contractors, they come in different flavors.
Yes.
You saw my article on them, the security ones like Blackwater, they're licensed to do anything they please outside the law.
Yes, Yes.
You know, regardless of what the law is, or what in fact they're allowed to get away with is anything.
They're everywhere.
Everywhere they go. Blackwater is in Haiti right now, Gadda.
Oh, God.
I don't know how many are there, but there are at least some Blackwater people deployed in Haiti. So that, oh, for sure, absolutely for sure, there are more coming. And these other contractors, because wherever the military goes, the private contractors follow. So there's no question there will be an invasion of private contractors into Haiti.
Yes, yes, yes.
More trouble for the Haitian people.
Yes, yes. Again, the question always comes to me that what can people like you and I do? You know, how can we make an impact, or what should be our best strategy? You know,
well, I always say the same thing: get informed, find out what's going on, and people listening to this program know how to do it. Not just this program alone, but they know the good sources to get real information. I hope this program is one of them. And then spread the word to others and realize that our futures are very much in jeopardy because of the policies of our government. And they will never do anything for us. Forget all the rhetoric. Now the rhetoric includes Wall Street bashing. Oh, it's a lie. It's phony. Whatever legislation or regulations will be put in place, laws passed or regulations enacted, whatever, they will be toothless.
Yeah.
They will have so many loopholes in them that the smart folks on Wall Street or any place else will be able to drive a truck through them. And I saw something already on the so-called financial reforms after the Massachusetts elections, that they are pathetic. They are what is being suggested. I don't know if anything's been put in place, but what's being suggested is absolutely pathetic. It will do nothing to deter these people from doing anything they want to do. So they'll continue to do it. And why not? They give so much money to the politicians.
Yes.
They don't give that money without expecting a huge return, and they always get it.
Right.
What do you think of the Supreme Court decision on unleashed corporate spending?
I don't know if it's going to change things, because already they're so, you know, already they're all powerful, you know, but of course now it's getting it on paper, but their power was infinite already. I mean, they're already controlling the whole world. They're controlling governments. Right? So I'm not sure how this will change things on the physical plane.
You know, I share that view with you. I saw an article by Ralph Nader expressing great outrage about what happened, and there's no question that decision was absolutely outrageous. You know, the idea that free speech means that, you know, if you have $1 million, then you have a million times more speech than you or I, say, with $1. That's not what the First Amendment means. But I agree with you, Gadda. Washington is corporate occupied territory.
Right.
I mean, they're spending billions already. How much more do they need to spend? They already have everything they want. So why would they even need to spend more?
Yes, and to what extent do we have the First Amendment even before that decision? You see, you know, our civil rights have been so much eroded over the 8 Bush years. You know, this is like just another dent in the chain, isn't it? It's just a continuing saga of losing more and more civil liberties.
That's exactly right. We're at corporate empowerment, absolutely taking it out on stripping what the law says we all should have, stripping this away from people. And the phrase that I like to use, I've said it on air a few times, I hate to say it, but I virtually have no doubt that the longer plan is to turn America into Guatemala, to turn us into a banana republic police state with no civil or human rights, no benefits. I've got this health care bill that where it stands now, I'm honestly not sure. I was delighted that it had a big crimp put in its sales because of the Massachusetts election. Whether it's down the drain now or not, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I absolutely believe, and I wrote one article addressed solely to this topic, that I believe that one of the ugliest parts of that plan was to destroy Medicare, and then Social Security, and then Medicaid.
Yes.
And the evidence to me is overwhelming. The fact that the unfunded liabilities for those three alone, well, those three are the three big ones, comes
That was Bush's original to destroy those three entities, right? During his regime, that was his plan.
Oh, he absolutely wanted to do that, privatizing Social Security and the rest. But the unfunded liabilities for the three combined is $107 trillion. So in other words, it's an amount that can't possibly be funded. So the way you get around it is you simply abrogate the responsibility.
Yes.
Well, this bill, right off the bat, would take $500 billion out of Medicare over 10 years. That's just step one. The ultimate step is simply get rid of it altogether. And they're doing it right now, Gutter. I'm on Medicare.
Yes.
And they've been doing it for a number of years already by increasing my premiums way above the rate of inflation. So the scheme is to get to the point where I'm paying it all and the government is paying nothing. I mean, that's destroying it right then and there.
So then it's what you said, we're turning into Guatemala, that we're turning into a third world police state. You're backing it up with these statistics.
They're going to turn us, they're going to make us no different than what they plan to do for Haiti. They want to exploit, they have to do it differently here than they do in Haiti. They can't put 20,000 Marines on the streets. If they even have the numbers, they can't put those Marines, combat troops, on the streets of U.S. cities. So they have to be a little more clever. They give fancy speeches, and in the back rooms they concoct their devious, corrupted deals.
But they've
been stripping away our rights for many, many years.
Yes, I think listening to you, they must not like you very much, Steve. Really?
I'm waiting to get an unwanted visitor at a time of the day when I would least want to see one.
Right.
That's the way they operate in the dark of night when the minimum number of people can see what they're up to.
Right.
But there's no question that we live in a very black nation, black in terms of black, dire, repressive. That's what we really are beneath the surface.
Yes. That reminds me that my mentor, Sri Prabhat Ranjitsarkar, when his plane was flying on the way to Jamaica, he told his assistants with him, his personal assistant, that he does not want even the shadow of his plane to cross over America.
Mm.
You know, and this is why, you see. We can understand why. Because of the humongous crimes, you know, committed by this country for the last 200 years. You see?
Absolutely.
You know?
Every year in our history, we have been at war with one or more adversaries.
Mm-hmm.
There hasn't been a single year in the history of this country that we have been at peace. First off, it was mostly slaughtering millions of Native Americans. And now, of course, we go around the world slaughtering people. We're an equal opportunity slaughterer. We do it everywhere. And we do it directly. We do it through proxies. We do it through other governments doing it.
We use
Pakistan.
Yes.
We use India.
Right.
We use various countries around the world to do our killing for us, along with all the killing we do ourselves.
In India, during the last 5 years, 150,000 farmers have committed suicide, usually by drinking Monsanto imported pesticides, and it's because they're starving, because they cannot afford to buy Monsanto products. You see, it's making them bankrupt. And so they have no alternative but to commit suicide. Otherwise, they have to watch their wives and their children starve, you know. And who is responsible? Who is responsible?
And for listeners who don't know what you're talking about, Monsanto and GMO seeds that cannot be used year after year. So farmers, they force farmers to buy seeds they can't afford.
Right.
So we plant them every year. The farmers can't afford them, so the farmers go out of business, and agribusiness takes over.
Yeah. They're called terminator seeds.
Terminator seeds.
And they only last for one season. They're genetically engineered that way. You know, you cannot take the new seeds from the plant because they won't work. The crop will fail.
And worse than that, GMO foods, without question, harm human health.
Yes.
It's simple, there's no debate about it. GMO foods harm human health.
Yes.
And if I remember the statistic right, Garda, in the U.S. alone, the number I'm thinking of is at least a couple of years old. It's probably worse now, but the number I think I remember was 60% of U.S. farmland is devoted to producing GMO crops, corn, soybeans.
Yes, that's right.
One they haven't gotten yet is wheat. So people can eat wheat products and know it is not GMO, but most corn products are, soybean products are, lots of stuff, and all kinds of ingredients that are never listed. So you have no idea. When you buy a processed food in a box, in a jar, in a can, it's probably filled with GMO ingredients, so you literally are being slow poisoned by this stuff.
Right, yes. And people do not understand what is inside these GM products. For example, the GM soya, what is it called, Roundup Ready soya, it has a very high estrogen content. And if you give any soya products to a baby, to an infant, like soya formula, you're giving the baby the equivalent of 8 to 10 birth control pills every day. You see? And but where can mothers read this information?
Oh, they don't. They don't know.
It's hidden. Yes. Yeah.
And of course, most people, you know, where do people shop to buy the food they need to eat? You go to the supermarket.
Yes.
And most of the products, the periphery of the supermarket is the safer part of it. You know, the dairy section. Well, the dairy isn't so safe. you get some pretty bad products in the dairy section. The vegetable and fruit section. But you go up and down the aisles, and you know the stuff that's edible. It's all it's all in packaged foods. And you probably can't find a single one. Oh, there may be a few organic ones scattered in, but you know, well over 90% of them are GMO products.
Right. This is. I think we can call this, or I think Vandana Shiva, Dr. Vandana Shiva, calls this economic genocide or economic terrorism. You know, there's different kinds of terrorism, as you say, and this is one kind of terrorism that the corporations here are doing around the world by introducing these BT cotton, BT brinjal, BT eggplant over in India, and they introduce it without telling the people, without telling, you know, maybe the government knows, but they just, you know, get in there and plant their crops, and the poor farmers don't even know what's happening, you see? So
And take a country like Iraq, Garda. Iraq is 100% GMO. So indigenous Iraqi farming disappeared after we showed up.
Yes, that's right.
I don't know what kind of farming goes on in Afghanistan, but whatever they may be, wherever it is in the country, it's for sure the same thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't think of one good thing. I remember once somebody said to me, why don't you write about something good going on? And the content, this was 3 or 4 years. This may have been right, or maybe within a year after I started writing. Mm-hmm. And I sent an email back and I said, well, you know, if I ever find something, I'll write about it.
Well, well, there are good things to write about, but I think people have said that to me also, you know, that why do you dwell so much on these negative things and post negative articles? But I think it depends, Steve, on how much we are feeling for these suffering human beings. You know, I mean, it's sure we can write and post and you know, sweet articles about you know, some cheerful news going on, maybe a new sustainable community coming up, but I don't know, I'm not able to free myself from thinking about the people who are suffering. It's just that simple, you know, and always that question is racking my brain that what can we do? What are we supposed to do for these people, you know?
Absolutely got it. There's certainly a good things going on. People activities, people on their own and communities are doing wonderful things against long odds. Of course, your attention or my attention is on the political system and what's that and what that's doing. And there is nothing whatsoever that the politicians of either party, the major ones, are doing anything to help ordinary people. And here we're going through this economically calamitous time. And they talk about the good things they're doing, but in fact they're doing virtually nothing. They're doing virtually nothing. They throw crumbs at the people, you know, like back in revolutionary France a couple of centuries ago. Let them eat cake.
Let them eat cake.
One more break, a final segment. I'll give it to you for some final comments.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If your cell phone goes dead at this moment, we made it this far into the program. I'm grateful when you emailed me this morning saying your cell phone died. I got a bit concerned, but you brought it back to life.
Yes. Well, it's busy charging the whole time here, so yeah. I'd like to mention one thing about my trip to India. You know,
yes.
I was there for 6 months, and you know I was organizing the second summit of the World Proud Assembly. Mm-hmm. But on the way, something happened. About 3 months after we were there, my son and I decided to cook rice and go to a slum area and distribute rice packets. And we did this, Steve, and it was an awesome experience. The women were so hungry, and they just took the bucket from my son and grabbed the packets, and three women were shoved to the ground because of the pushing and, you know, trying to get this, just 2 cups of cooked rice in each plastic bag, and it had such an effect on me. And you see, what we've been saying here now for this hour is that the governments are not going to do anything. You know, when the hunger gets greater and bigger, our governments, any government, they're not going to feed the people. I don't believe they're going to. You know, and when water disappears, when there are huge water shortages, the government is not going to provide us water. And so now as a result of this food distribution in India, now I've created a second organization. It's called Hearts Healing Hunger. And my goal now is just to raise funds and go straight back to India and feed 1,000 people every day. This question keeps burning in my mind that what should we be doing? You see, we know all this corruption. We know that what governments are like. We know what politicians are like. It's the same cycle again and again. So what should we, the people, be doing? You know, sometimes I think when I die and God asks me, what did I do on this earth? And I tell him, well, I bashed a lot of politicians and I exposed their crimes. I don't know if he'd be satisfied, you know, so that's why I just want to start feeding the people now. You know, something concrete. I want you to come there.
Oh, I would love to come someday. I really would love to. It's a long way for me. Not the easiest trip, but I would love to come someday.
Yes,
it's amazing.
Yes.
People who go through hardships here know what you're talking about, Garda.
Yes.
I could walk to where people live in Chicago, where kids go to school without a meal, and if they don't get a hot meal at school, they won't have anything to eat the whole day. And maybe they will, or maybe they won't have something to eat that night because the poverty level is so high.
Yes.
It's hard for people who don't go through this to understand it, but it's a major problem right here in this country. Imagine what it is in a country like India with 1 billion people.
Oh, it's just too painful to see because it's right there in front of you. You just go for a rickshaw ride down the main road and you see tent cities along the side. You know, you see people just sleeping on the ground. Now, maybe in Chicago you see that also. I don't know.
You see the homeless.
Real? Yes.
Got it. We're out of time. The music means they're going to break away.
Thank you so much.
But we made it. My great thanks to you for coming on.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for being such a wonderful person for so many people.
Oh, Garda, I say what a wonderful person you are and what you're doing. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye, Steve.
And stay tuned for Ernie Hancock, and join us again tomorrow.
With recent